Six Music. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The Beeb Bally BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On Six.
Gather round me, everybody. Gather round me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm agin. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark,
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark.
What did they do? Just when everything looks so dark,
man, they said we better accept. You ain't the positive, even might hate the negative and latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No. You got to accentuate the positive,
yeah.
I need the negative and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Summertime. And the pigeon is quite a plain bird, really. That was my garden, by the way. Who am I? I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. That was Johnny Mercer with Accentuate the Positive, followed by a bit of ambience from the first garden I've ever owned. I won't go on about that in case you haven't got one of your own and you're a bit jealous. I would be. This week on the show we'll be finding out what Sir Patrick Moore was up to in 1999. In our regular feature, That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. There'll be a Desert Islandist snippet from Sir Richard Branson, admitting something that you may be surprised by, and it will relate to a story that I'll tell you soon after that as well. In the gallery, I'll be looking at some more of your photographs, sketches and paintings, etc., which will all be displayed on my webpage. The Beckopedia will be turning up and educating us on something that we don't know about, something wonderful, something musical, as usual. And it was Moida this week, which is, of course, where we find a criminal cover version and make it face the music, so to speak. We have our first serial killer this week. Can't wait for that. The Great Mountain Debate will rage, and the main theme of the show this week are the elements. The elements as in fire, wind, earth, water. There are actually several different versions of elements from different cultures, but they're all basically the same thing. That's the theme this week because, well, last night I found myself making a fire so that me and Mrs. Badger could keep warm. We haven't got any radiators in the house yet, you see, with only having been here a week. And I felt quite manly putting together some fire out of necessity rather than aesthetics. Do you know what I mean? And it started making me think of earthy things. The other thing, of course, that's incredibly important to us at this time, having no radiator, is the kettle. And the kettle, of course, has an element in it. So there you go. There's a very loose reason for that being the theme of the show. Along those lines, let's start with, I think, my favourite element, fire. Let's stop Jimi Hendrix playing so that Jimi Hendrix can play. Happy Sunday. That was Jimi Hendrix and fire. Looking at the elements as we are. A couple of emails now. Here's one that says, Dear Mr. Garvey, I find myself sitting in my living room with an open folder in my lap, gazing out the window, listening to your brilliant show. Of course I'm going to read that out. It's almost as if I don't have three life-changing exams in the next 2 weeks, she then goes on to say. I need to revise. Not to mention the fact that I have no money because I buy too many of the albums you recommend, so I just want to let you know that you'll be receiving the blame when I fail my exams or become unable to feed myself. Thank you for making this year bearable, Amy Wozencroft in Bradford. Well, I've got John Peel and Janice Long to thank for my 2 C's, 4 D's, 2 E's and an F at GCSE. It's quite flattering that most people are surprised by how disastrous my academic pursuits were. Thanks though, Amy Wozencroft, for all the blame. Lay it squarely at my feet. She's probably the one that's going to kill me one day. Another one here, another email from Kate Martin. She says that when she's listening to the show, she's usually marking books for her Year 7s, and it calms her down, it relaxes her. What a life changer, one of these important people doing a real job. Well, this next tune's for you, Kate. This is Sleep Child from Nick Jayner. I've never heard it before. It's a brand new tune. It's from an album called Bird in the Opera House, and it's also available as a free download. Aren't musicians great? Just giving their product away to you like that. I'll put the link, actually, to where you can download this tune for free. Once again, this is Nick Jayner. The link will be on my webpage. And it's for all the teachers out there, including Kate Martin. This is Sleep Child.
child. There's more that you can do when you're not in the middle of it. Sleep, child. There's twine and sap that bind the lines on the map of our town. They're burning the ice house down now. You can sleep every night in my yard. Child, steal every blinking breath from now to the bell of your death. Steal, child, steal every line of verse. Please, the admirers of your coats, we're burning the reels now. We can reenact every film that we've seen. If one is blood, the spot is the abattoir. If one is blood, the spot is the abattoir. We have slaughtered every night. We have slaughtered every night of our lives.
There we go, Nick Janer from Bird in the Opera House, but also available as a free download, that was Sleep Child. Once again, go to my webpage on the Six Music website and I'll put a link up as to how you can get that song for nothing. What's the world coming to? Matt Johnston's been in touch. He says, Guy, I apologise in advance for what sounds like a rather mundane Sunday evening rant. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it sound like anything else. You see, rather than my usual lazy Sunday lay-in, I spent the whole day sanding down and painting the staircase at my workplace in Liverpool today for a bit of extra cash. Needless to say, my back feels like it's about to give in. Luckily, I came across this fantastic song, 16 Tons, which certainly helps put things into perspective a bit, for the moment anyhow. I found two equally worthy versions performed by B.B. King or the wonderfully named Tennessee Ernie Ford. I'd be delighted if you could play these on your next show for all to enjoy, Matt Johnston. Well, I've gone with the B.B. version because I've never heard him sound so young and the brass on it is excellent. I hope you're all right, mate. I hope the back is... I hope it held up for you. It's 16 tons. I love it.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I load 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting in trouble is my middle name. I was raised in a cane break by an old mama line. Can't no one woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men died. One fist of iron and the other of steel. If the right don't get you, then the other one will. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I owe my soul to the company store.
Great. A song for Guy, recommended by Matt Johnston. That was 16 Tons by B.B. King. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, by what I mean by recommendation is not a request, not a simple request. Try and pick a song that you think I may not have heard or may not have thought about for a long time at least. Base your recommendations on the stuff I already play on the show, and of course the music that I make with my band Elbow. So a song for Guy recommendation can be sent to guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the Six Music website.
Six Music. BBC Six Music. Weekday mornings from 7.
I am talking to Ozzy Osbourne.
Good to be here.
Sean Keaveney.
Do you remember the first time that you felt that you were a rock star?
It all happened so quickly. In the end of the day, we were doing it for the wrong reason.
Sean Keaveney with Ozzy.
I can nearly remember everything what I did last yesterday now.
Sean Keaveney in conversation with Ozzy Osbourne. Monday morning from 7.
On Six Music.
Six Music.
Pure tunage and well good talking and that.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Okay, are we having fun? Because it's about to get better. Hold on to your monocles. It's time for the greatest radio ever made. It's time for That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. On this week in 1999, best-selling author Stephen King was seriously injured after being hit by a van. King's lawyer later purchased the van for $1,500 to prevent it from appearing on eBay. It was later crushed at a junkyard, but only after King had beaten it several times with a baseball bat. Actually, I've heard Stephen King talk about this on Desert Island Discs. He's an amazing raconteur, which I'm not sure why that should be a surprise. I'll try and get it for you, actually. I'll try and get him talking about the accident for you. It's very darkly amusing. And there was a great barroom song that he chose on the programme as well. Anyway, that's another item altogether. In Royal News on this week in 1999, it was revealed that the official photos for Prince Edward's wedding had to be retouched because Prince William wasn't smiling in them. A new £20 note was introduced to help tackle forgery this week. The new note featured Edward Elgar, whose moustache was apparently difficult for forgers to copy. In wax news, Madame Tussauds opened a new waxworks in Las Vegas this week. It specialised in showbiz figures, they all do, don't they? Including Sammy Davis Jr., Liberace and Liza Minnelli. I'm going to say nothing, there's an obvious gag right there, I'm not going to do it. In other royal news, the Queen announced this year's New Year's Eve would be a bank holiday in order to give people time to get ready for the millennium celebrations. That's a nice job for her, isn't it? What a nice thing to be able to do for everybody. In obituary news, Piper Major Angus MacDonald died this week. A Scots guardman for 27 years McDonald was regarded by many as the finest bagpipe player of the 20th century. In 1981, he was awarded the title Piper Above All Others, which is what I'll be calling my tour manager, Tom Piper, from now on. And I'll be playing some bagpipes after this item. Nah, no, I won't, will I? Hey, do you know the one about the octopus wrestling with a set of bagpipes? I've just realised I can't tell you the punchline. It's something to do with getting the pyjamas off. Anyway, I'll be playing some bagpipes after the item, or will I? And in booze news, tens of thousands of Britons flocked to France and Belgium to stock up on duty-free before it was abolished the following week. I remember that so clearly. The news was amazing. What kind of people do you think do the booze run on that kind of a scale, eh? Pissheads. It was amazing. I would have been with them. Quick, get the booze. Anyway, in music news, this week in 1999, Eric Clapton auctioned 100 of his guitars to raise money for his drug rehab clinic, the Crossroads Centre. The sale raised nearly $5 million, in particular the guitar he played on Layla. It was a 56 Fender Strat called Brownie, and it went for a then record of $497,000, $500,000. Elton John was reported to be in talks with the City Finance House because he'd been spending £250,000 a week on his credit card. And more important than all of this, this week in 1999, there was no Sky at Night, but Patrick did appear on the BBC programme Turning Points, describing a pivotal moment in his life, which was reading G.F. Chambers' book, The Story of the Solar System, at the age of six. Oh, Patrick at six, eh? What a man. And that was the No Sky at Night that week that was. It had to be a bit of Clapton, didn't it, really? That was Cream with Badge, with one of the best guitar breaks ever, I think. So while we're of that era, while we're of that ilk of music, I suppose, Last week I played the theme tune from Weekend World, which was a snippet of Nantucket Sleigh Ride by Mountain. I mentioned that when my researcher and producer Peter Hardy got in touch about this piece of music, I said, no, it's the world. That's World in Action. He corrected me again. I should know better than to argue with Peter that it was Weekend World. But my mate Mark heard the show last Sunday, Mark Kennard, and he got in touch and he said, no, it was World in Action. We've also had plenty of emails of people who've checked this out online themselves, I think, although speaking with some authority in these emails, I think they must have wondered as well in order to go and have a look at it. Just to remind you, this is what I played last week. This is the theme from Weekend World. So that's like a snippet from Nantucket Sleigh Ride by Mountain. Whereas the World in Action theme tune sounds like this. Yeah? Do you see what I mean? Okay, yeah, so there you go, just to refresh your memories, and that was something called Jam for World in Action. I think it was a piece of music written specifically for the programme. All that out of the way, let's go even more prog. The theme this week is elements. One of the elements is the wind, and this is I Talk to the Wind by the amazing, the kings of prog, King Crimson.
Said the straight man to the late man, where have you been? I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between. I told
What's going on? I know some of you must be thinking, what's going on, Garvey? So last week we had Mountain on. This week we've got King Crimson. The week before we had Aphrodite's Child. You see, there's a new wave of prog bands coming through with bands like North Atlantic Oscillation and Fang Island, are they called? I'm just checking them out at the moment. There's a new wave of prog coming through and I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with playing it on the radio. Anyway, that was King Crimson and I Talk to the Wind. We were talking about elements this week, or rather, that's what I decided should be the main theme that I base my music choices on. Most cultures have their version of the elements. The elements are generally in Western society considered to be the basis of chemical divisions in substances, the very root of trying to separate what everything around us is made of. The classical elements in Babylonia, according to my notes here, are the sea, the earth, the sky, and the wind. In Wuxing, which is a slightly different thing, it's like a Chinese version of the elements, they have five elements, which are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. The Greek classical elements, of course, are air, fire, earth, and water. In Hinduism, it's earth, fire, water, and wind or air, and void or ether. In any case, the elements are what everything is supposedly made of. It's more of a signifier these days. It's not really what we've come to understand as that, but it's an interesting way to separate how all things are made. The next one is wood. I'm going to go with If I Were a Carpenter by Tim Harding. Wood, carpenter, that's the very tenuous link. It's just an excuse to play this song. This is the live version of the song from Woodstock. Whenever I hear anything from Woodstock, I'm just amazed by the fact that we can record sound as well as this. You can hear it's been rescued from several sources, this next recording. But what a beautiful performance. What an amazing feeling it must have been to be there. Let's have a listen to Tim Harding, If I Were a Carpenter.
If I were a carpenter, would you marry me anyway?
would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love for loneliness, I'll save my love for sorrow. I've given you my loneliness. Give me your tomorrow. If I were much poorer than you seem to see me, would you be sure I couldn't really be me? If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Great, I absolutely love it. Tim Harding and If I Were a Carpenter. Gonna dive straight in now with a brand new tune from Here We Go Magic. The album's called Pigeons, quite a plain bird, the pigeon. The song's called Casual. I'm always going on about how much I love hypnosis in music, a good repetitive tool, melodic hypnosis. Well, this one's got it in spades. The first time I heard it, I thought, I want to hear that again. The second time I heard it, I fell in love with it. Once again, this is Here We Go Magic, and the song's called Casual. Here We Go Magic and Casual. I've not played this song for precisely 72 weeks. How do I know that? Because I keep very detailed records and I care a lot. This is Jesse... Oh, not enough to say things correctly, it would appear. This is Jessica Lee Mayfield. The song's called I'm Not Lonely Anymore, and it's great. Jessica Lee Mayfield and I'm Not Lonely Anymore. Had an email from Pauline Straker. She says she'd like to hear Bob Dylan, You're a Big Girl Now. She says there's two versions, one from the album Tangled Up in Blue, the other from the Biograph collection. I prefer the Biograph version. Me too, as it goes, Pauline. My pleasure.
Our conversation was short and sweet. It nearly swept me off of my feet. And I'm back in the rain. You are on dry land. You made it there somehow. You're a big girl now. Bird on the horizon, sitting on a fence. He's singing his song for me at his own expense. And I'm just like that bird. Oh, singing just for you. Singing through these tears. Love is so simple, to quote a phrase. You've known it all the time. I'm learning it these days. Oh, I know where I can find you. Big girl, I love you. a jet plane. It moves too fast. Oh, but what a shame that all we've shared can't last. I can change, I swear. See what you can do. I can make it through. You can make it too. A change in the weather can be extreme, but it ain't like changing horses in midstream. I'm going out of my mind with a pain that stops and starts. Oh, like a corkscrew to my heart. Ever since we've been apart.
At Glastonbury.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge.
Great Glastonbury moments with plenty more to come. Find them at bbc.co.uk/Glastonbury.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
Can I get to witness?
Can I get to witness?
Now then, in 1983, Brian Eno was commissioned to write the score for a documentary called For All Mankind. It was the story of the Apollo space program, told through the mesmerizing footage shot by NASA, set against Eno's music. One of the most poignant moments came as the lunar module left the moon's surface, bound for home. The piece he wrote for this sequence was called An Ending, but far from being melancholy, it was beautiful and uplifting. Perhaps that's why composer and arranger Tolga Kashif chose to set Eno's music to the words of the Sanctus, a Christian hymn of praise whose translation from Latin includes the words, "Heaven and earth are full of your glory." Eno's ghostly synthesized sound is replaced by the warm, wonderfully rich voices of a choir, subtly enhanced by an organ and ornamented by the delicate and gentle sound of a saxophone. These two composers couldn't be more different, but their approach to this piece, Eno's music full of wonder and Kashif's arrangement full of praise, creates something truly harmonious. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Thank you.
That was Brian Eno and An Ending, introduced to us by that wonderful, knowledgeable creature, the Beckopedia. See you next week. I've lost the email I was going to read for you now, so just have a little rummage around, because it was a very sweet one. Here we go, great. Dan Wheeler's been on. Hello, Guy, we've just finished RAS level exams, so could you play us one of those songs? Alone Again or Love, Paper House, Can, Something Burning, The Stone Roses, from Dan and Phoebe in Shropshire. Go on, kids, life begins right here. Well done on finishing your AS levels. I couldn't believe this song when I first heard it. The Stone Roses album had a huge impact on everybody I knew at that time. I was probably about 15, something like that, 14, 15, I can't quite remember, maybe a bit older. Anyway, it was huge, the Stone Roses album. And then, of course, the wait for the second album got longer and longer, and I scoured B-sides, and I scoured 12 inches for more Stone Roses, and I thought I owned everything. And then I came across the compilation Turns Into Stone, and this one song jumped off it as being something that could have been anywhere on that record, that first record. A beautiful piece of work. Here they are. Here's the Stone Roses in their heyday with Something's Burning.
Six Music.
Who let Garvey on the air? The B-Belly BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On Six.
Yeah.
Marvellous. Under his cloak, a tinkling bell. Lyrics didn't mean anything, did they, at that point in time? That was Black Sabbath and The Wizard. Elbow do a rather good version of that song, where I'm allowed to play harmonica like in the old days. And I'm going to try and dig it out and play it next week, because I'm very proud of it. It's good to prove you can rock if you want to. I play that Black Sabbath tune, as she's probably guessed, for Julie Clemens and her husband in Dallas. We're listening to the broadcast live on a very yucky, hot June Sunday afternoon, she says. Lethargy, wine, listening to music. You played Mountains Nantucket Sleigh Ride, which I really loved. The hubby claimed that if I loved it, I should love Black Sabbath. Does this make sense to you? I'm afraid it might, as I've always maintained that Black Sabbath is strictly a guy thing. I think she means, by guy, she means men generally, not just me. I have to do that in the States. People ask my name and I say, my name's Guy. They say, Guy like a guy? And I say, yeah, Guy like a guy. Congratulations again on the new digs. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, and then she goes into that line from It's a Wonderful Life. Bread that this house may never know hunger. It's when the Italian immigrants are moving into a family that the Baileys have helped them build. What a wonderful film. I love it. I spoke to Wayne Coyne once. He's a huge fan of It's a Wonderful Life. And we realised that we both named songs after dialogue in It's a Wonderful Life. If you think you know what they are, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. So yeah, that there tune was from Black Sabbath, and it was for Julie and husband in Dallas, Texas. What about that? The next song I'm going to play is The First Aid Kit, but not before I draw your attention to the only picture I'm going to put in the gallery this week. We don't actually need the theme tune, because we're not going to be here for too long. I asked a few weeks ago for people to send in drawings of what they think I look like while I'm making the show. As I've moved out of my apartment, it no longer looks like this. But my friend Catherine in Germany, who I've met while we've been on tour a couple of times, is a lovely girl, has got a spookily accurate drawing of what my apartment used to look like when I was making the programme. I'm going to make it the front page of my webpage this week. It's going to be on there all week. Thank you so much, Catherine. Go and have a look at it, everyone. It's hilarious. I love the dialogue between the birds on the balcony. It's fantastic. This is The First Aid Kit. I remember dancing with Jessica Hoop while we were watching them play at the Park Stage at last year's Glastonbury. Me, Badger and the Hoop going mental. Terrific energy, I think, was Jess's comment on this band. This is called Sailor Song, and it's great.
With the first light and the little fragile moon, I was out on the porch. Now I'm ready for doom. And it's funny how it all came to be. The way you so plainly choose to stare at me. And 2, 3, 4 in the afternoon, embracing you like a million wearing hands. And I want to look forward, go discover foreign land. In the mirror, I was balancing on tiny strings. It looks silly, but oh, really, it's just a physical thing. So tell me what you ask me to do, as I please.
was First Aid Kit. It's out on July the 12th, or it was out on July the 12th. No, it is out on July the 12th, and it's called Sailor Song. I've had an email about Tom Jones, yet somebody else getting in touch and saying that he's a gentleman. Apparently, Rob and his friend Stacey popped into a club for a beer nearby where Tom had been playing, ended up going back to his gaff, and he passed on some of his rider, which he'd brought home but didn't really want. Some red snapper, apparently. What a gentleman, giving away his food. Greater love hath no man and all that. The theme this week is the elements. We've not yet had the earth. The only one I could think of to do with earth was this wonderful song by Tom Waits. I'm going to dedicate this to my friend John, because I know it's one of his favourites. For John Walsh, this is Tom Waits and Cold, Cold Ground. I love him so. That was Cold, Cold Ground. It's often written as Cold, Cold Ground, but as I understand it, it's Cold, Cold background. Cold calling is a phrase to do with sales. Would you believe I used to sell things on the telephone at one point in my life? I was a little bit too good at it, but it depressed the living shit out of me. And actually, it was an evening like the one I am pre-recording this show on for you, when I told my boss, who was actually a really good friend of mine, Justine, who's a lovely girl, I said, "Justine, I'm leaving." And she said, "Oh, that's a shame. I'll be sorry to see you go. When are you leaving?" So I said, "Now." And she was a bit upset with me momentarily, but she completely understood. I had to get out of there because it was a hot day. Anyway, it's a good job it worked out for me, because I really can't hold down a job. I was never very good at it. In any case, that was Tom Waits with Cold Call Ground. Cold calling, by the way, in terms of sales, is ringing somebody up who's never been sold to before, or you've never sold to them before, as I understand it. It was to do with the elements, that's why I picked that song. Let's go back to Fire now. This song by Leonard Cohen is only short. It's from New Skin for the Old Ceremony, Who by Fire. This is amazing. Wonderful, that was Leonard Cohen and Who by Fire.
Six Music.
BBC Six Music.
Weekday mornings from 7.
I am talking to Ozzy Osbourne.
Good to be here.
Sean Keaveney.
Do you remember the first time that you felt that you were a rock star?
It all happened so quickly. In the end of the day, we were doing it for the wrong reasons.
Sean Keaveney with Ozzy.
I can nearly remember everything, but I did last yesterday now.
Sean Keaveney, in conversation with Ozzy Osbourne. Monday morning from 7
on 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour, a show of quality and distinction.
OK, Emma T. Mills. Emma T. Mills has been in touch. She says, "Guy, a very strange thing happened today. I got to work and thought, gosh, I'd like to hear some Chet Baker. And then suddenly I was absolutely sure with every fibre of my being that if I turned on your show, I'd hear Chet Baker, and damn if you didn't play him. Great minds, eh?" Well, more Chet in a mo, but first of all, Emma also recommended one of her absolute favourite songs of all time. She says it's sad and nostalgic and sort of hopeful all at the same time. It's Goodnight Moon by Will Kimbrough. It's a really lovely tune. Thanks for getting in touch, Emma Mills. She lives in Nashville, Tennessee. This is for you, love.
Thank you.
night, moon. Good night, stars. Good night, old broke down cars. I'm gone away, leaving soon. Good night, darling. Good night, moon. I don't know where I'll be. I don't know if I'll see out the window of my room shining down. Good night.
Will Kimbra and Goodnight Moon, that was for Emma T. Mills in Nashville, Tennessee. She's very sneakily, actually, thinking about it now, got herself two tunes in a row. Here's some Chet Baker for you as well, love.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do, except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have, except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy. What a fool am I to think my breaking heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I phone once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart into.
Wonderful. Time now to dive into the BBC archive and surface holding a pearl. I say that quite a lot. It's a nice image. This is Richard Branson talking about one of his favourite songs on Desert Island Discs.
Quite an astonishing fact about you, I find, is that despite making your first million out of pop, your interest in music is really quite slight, isn't it?
Yes, it's strange for me. I left school at 15, and therefore I didn't have the grounding in music that all my friends had. I mean, sitting at college listening to lots of records, or sitting at home listening to lots of records. So now running, one of the world's sort of top five record companies, and what's been known as perhaps the hippest record company, has definitely been bizarre. And for many years, I never owned up to the fact that I was tone deaf and didn't listen to records, and had to go through these agonising meetings with our artists for about 2 hours, where I would try to talk about anything but music.
So how have you chosen these 8 records?
Well, there's a few records that I like, and I know what I like, but the difficulty I have running a record company is, comparing it with what's gone before. So Simon, who I work with at the record company, when he joined Virgin, when we were both teenagers, he had a record collection of about 2,000 albums. And he is my years. And the great advantage he has is, is when he hears something, he can say whether it's a copy of something that's gone before. When I hear something, I just know whether I like it or not.
Yeah, but time now, I think, for your third record.
Well, Peter Skellen's You're a Lady.
Has come to a close, and I've had my last dance with you. Onto the empty streets we go, and it might be my last chance with you. So I might as well get it over, the things I have to say. Won't wait until another day. You're a lady, I'm a man. You're supposed to understand how these things are often planned to be. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, and so I strain. Be mine. Be mine. Hard to answer. Yes, I agree. But then I've got to know. I'm not asking you to marry me. Just a little love to show. Oh, I know I could make you happy. So the things I have to say won't wait until another day. You're a lady, I'm a man. You're supposed to understand how these things are often planned to be. You're romantic, I'm a fool. You're the teacher, I've come to school. Here I sit and hope that you
Peter Skellen, You're a Lady, chosen by Richard Branson when he was on Desert Island Discs. He admitted in that little interview snippet we heard that he didn't know much about music despite owning a record company. I can and will go further. He didn't know who was on his own record company when Elbow were one of the bands on the company. Pete Mitchell, you might be aware of his work. He quite often fills in on Six Music. He's been a DJ for many moons and he's an old friend of mine. Pete told me that he interviewed Richard Branson when he worked at Virgin, and he was asking him about V2 Records, which is the label that Elbow used to be on. And he said, oh, you've got all these wonderful bands on the label, Richard. You've got Grandaddy. And he's like, yes, yes. He says, Mercury Rev. You've got Mercury Rev. Yes, yes, yes. Tom Jones as well. Yes, yes, Tom Jones. And Elbow, they're old friends of mine. Elbow are on the label. And he said, no. I said, what? Elbow are on V2. Elbow are on your label. And he said, no, they're not. We were. Just thought I'd set the record straight. Okay, let's move along. I'm not bearing a grudge. Where were we? Peter Skellen, yeah. Oh, aye, lovely. Ella Williams has been in touch. Hello, Guy. My song for you is Go To My Head from the Louis Armstrong meets Oscar Peterson album. It's the most soul-meltingly beautiful song. I have absolutely no doubt that if everyone listened to it on the same morning, there'd be world peace by tea time. Hope you enjoy. Many best wishes and things, Ella Williams. This is a wonderful song. I love this version. Originally penned by J. Fred Coots with lyrics by Haven Gillespie. Delicious, delicious lyrics. Like a summer with a thousand Julys, you intoxicate this heart of mine. Look out for that lyric. Beautiful song. Here we go. Cheers, Ella. Thanks for the recommendation. Louis Armstrong and Oscar Peterson, You Go To My Head. Thank you.
to my head. And you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round in my brain like a bubble in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew. And I find the very mention of you like a kicker in a juniper too. Of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. Still I said to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Bababu said, though I'm certain that this heart of mine has no ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head
Armstrong and Oscar Peterson, and You Go To My Head. Beautiful, relaxing, gorgeous Sunday night music. And you know, beautiful, gorgeous, relaxing Sunday night music don't just take care of itself. No, you need good police. This week we open the file on one of the most prolific serial killers known to music. A brazen man who obviously takes pleasure in mutilation and murder, and whose past is littered with the innocent victims of his criminal crooning. Ian McShane, star of antique rogue show Lovejoy, first inflicted his charms on Roxy Music's Avalon. Through a haze of synthesizers, he slithered to the microphone and used a sickening combination of singing and spoken word to literally frighten it to death. Spurred on by his early success, he next wrapped his trembling tonsils around one of the most played songs on radio, The Police's Every Breath You Take. Wasting no time on pleasantries, he strangled the life out of it, relishing every creepy lyric he warbled. Nothing was sacred. Not even Burt Bacharach. This guy's in love with you, he chanted, beating his point home with his relentless, passionless vocal. But his most heinous crime was the evil execution of Joni Mitchell's gentle giant, Both Sides Now. Not content with merely blurting out the lyrics staccato style, when he wound up his fearsome falsetto and prepared to wail his way through this beautiful ballad, it was murder.
Bows and flows of angel hair, ice cream castles in the air, feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain, they snow on everyone. So many things I could have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing.
No.
Everywhere I've looked at clouds that weave, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds. But something's gained in living every
Joni Mitchell eventually with Both Sides Now.
BBC at Glastonbury on Six Music. From 4 o'clock on Thursday, it's non-stop Glastonbury. Lauren Laverne, Steve Lamag, Gideon Coe, Tom Robinson, Kerris Matthews and Craig Charles will be bringing you continuous coverage of the festival. Plus, Adam and Joe are back. Friday, Saturday and Sunday night from 8. Join them for their sunset show as they bring you their highlights of the festival so far.
BBC Six Music.
Non-stop Glastonbury. It all starts Thursday from 4 with Steve Lamag.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Top one.
Boss.
Skill.
Lick it up.
Six Music.
I think we've got time for one more song. This is really beautiful. It's brand new. It's from an artist I've never heard of before called Charlene Soraya, and it's called When We Were Five. I'm not sure what this sound is at the beginning, whether it's a whistle or a human voice. If it is a whistle, it's got a very voice-like quality to it. If you know, do let us know. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Have a listen to this, When We Were Five.
Oh.
That was Charlene Soraya and When We Were Five. That's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much to the Beccapedia for her valuable contributions. Thanks to Peter and Michelle and Ian and Boz and everyone who helps me put the show together. Thank you so much for everybody who sent in pictures and Song for Guy recommendations. Please do keep them coming. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... gentle, wonderful, considerate, beautiful, open-minded, savvy, sweet, and thoughtful. Did I say thoughtful?
Midnight, I spent another lonely day.
Erudite, stylish, gorgeous people.
Midnight,
both of you.
Tomorrow is on its way. So lonely at midnight for you. Midnight, oh what a lonely time to weep. I'm all alone. Midnight, I should have been fast asleep. Still I'm lonely, so lonely.